Hello and welcome to the Small Fish Podcast. Something for you to listen to in the few minutes it takes to eat your breakfast, sit in traffic on your way to school, or to wash up after tea. And today is question 9. How will I stay organized? I've learnt that some people seem organized and others don't. You know, those friends who just react at the last minute, shoving in a piece of toast and running out the door to school, wearing one shoe but realizing they're still wearing pajama bottoms, they can add stress to your day when you've done your best to be organized, especially if you're walking to school together. But let me tell you a secret. The organized ones probably have top tips to being that way. Like me, I've got a poor memory, so I've learnt to write down lots of notes. So this episode is great news, because being organized is about finding strategies that work for you, and your school can help you out here.
One of the first pieces of information you'll be given will be your timetable. This tells you which lessons you'll have on each day, which classroom you'll be in, and the name of your teacher. Sometimes schools have 2 weeks timetables, and you'll need to remember if you are on week 1 or week 2.
That advice from Bella reminds us that your school will give you something called a diary, perhaps homework diary or student planner. A very important booklet that will need to be with you every day. This guide will be your best friend. It has your timetable and lots of helpful information, including space to write down homework and when it is due in. The grown-ups at home might also be asked to check it and write inside any notes to communicate with your teachers. After checking his diary, Ben recommends getting everything packed.
It's a good idea to make sure your PE bag is packed and you know what you are doing before you go to bed, so you're not scrambling around in the morning. PE may need different types of kit on different days, and you don't want to arrive with last week's dirty kit or stinky socks.
No one wants smelly socks in their bag, Ben. But once you get used to your timetable and into the rhythm of school, this will be less likely. Now, at first, your brain might feel frazzled because you are having to check everything all the time. And this can make you feel tired and maybe a bit agitated. You might need a snack, especially when you get home. But one more thing. If you like your social media but often feel inundated with notifications, this can add another level to your life, which also needs organizing. When it's not just about homework and equipment, but you feel like you're missing out on friendships, things can get a little overwhelming. So organize it. Put some boundaries in place for you. Decide what time you're going to stop checking notifications. Switch them off during homework. And maybe leave your device in an agreed place overnight, not in your bedroom. Because being organized means controlling this part of your life, which can sometimes become confusing, also when messages are really easily misunderstood. Don't accept every friend request. It can be awkward leaving a group. And don't let tech run your friendships. A true friend tries to understand others when they are together, when they're in person, face to face. So be aware of body language and facial expressions. It's what the experts call non-verbal cues. Before we end session 9 today, here's your takeaway task. Score yourself out of 10 for organisation and compare that with a score for being a true friend who reads other people's emotions. Share your thoughts at home and maybe come up with a plan. Could a small improvement in one improve your score in the other? So does the Bible have any useful words about being organized? I think it does when it comes to remembering what is important, and actually that our priority as small fish is other people. Paul says this: "Be happy with those who are happy. Be sad with those who are sad. Live together in peace with each other. Do not be proud, but make friends with those who seem unimportant. Do not think how smart you are. Staying organized means that we will be able to make time for other people because they will sometimes need us, like we will need them. When you're feeling down or need to ask a question, there's nothing like a friend. Actually, in the good times too, having space to celebrate and laugh is equally important. So until next time, remember that organization could give you more space to make friends, especially with those nobody notices. And being organized could be the best thing that you could do for them and for yourself as a small fish. We'd love to hear what you think about the podcast, and you can join in the conversation on Facebook by searching The Small Fish Conversations and joining our group there. Thank you for listening. Please don't forget to share the podcast across your social media channels. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could give the show a rating or write us a review. This will help others to hear about the show and enable us to support more children who are facing the experience of life as small fish.